It was almost a year ago that you had a bit of a health setback. How are you feeling now? How have you been since?
I've forgotten all about that, yeah.
But you're feeling well now. You look good.
Yeah, so good.
After your release last fall, you had that wonderful show. What is it like for you to perform your music live?
I don't feel the effects of it. I just do it, and I put my heart in what I do, and that's it. It's not exciting to me. I've been through all this all my life, you know? I see everything musically.
It's spontaneous for you then, just sitting
absolutely
at the keyboard?
Spontaneous it is. You use the right word.
You have a new recording coming out sometime soon. What can we expect on that?
I have no idea.
And that's the element of spontaneity.
That's the element. How I feel, then I'll do that.
You are being inducted on Thursday for the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame. Isn't that something?
Wow. That's the way it is. I'll step up.
And you're going in with your brother, though, Frankie.
I don't know where the heck he is. I haven't seen my brother in years. He went to France, and that's the last I heard of him.
But it's got to be somewhat a special feeling, though, knowing that the two of you will be inducted on the same evening.
Oh, yeah. Both of our names together. So there's my brother, and wherever he is, he deserves it. He's a hell of a drummer. And the drummer will tell you that.
Where did his career take him?
I don't know. He's been with all the name bands. He's been around the world twice. He left Buffalo years ago. A Canadian, Maynard Ferguson, was told to come down to Buffalo to hear this guy play drums at a place called the Landabar. He came down, he picked Frankie up, and said, let's go. I heard from Frankie next time he's in New York.
He didn't tell anyone he was leaving?
He didn't tell anyone. He just left. He got an airplane and took off.
Now, when was the last time that you saw him or that you spoke to him?
30 years ago. I haven't seen my brother.
No kidding.
No kidding.
So there must be some special feeling then that this sort of, in a way, brings you back together, the fact that you'll both be inducted on the same night.
Yeah, although he's not there.
True.
You know, I hope he... Tears of joy. I hope that he hears of it. Wherever he is, if he ever hears of it. I forgot.
What is the meaning for you, this induction into the Hall of Fame?
All my life I played. And is this something else happening, you know? I've always figured that God gave me the gift to play. And I played, and I think I was doing him justice.
But you have a legacy that exists now that you've recorded.
Yes.
And people know who you are.
Yes.
And this is a different legacy, in a sense. It's a legacy for the future who may not have heard your music, but when they go through the Hall of Fame and they see your name there and they get...
And my age.
And your age. And they get a bit of a history of who you are.
Yes.
And maybe then they seek you out and they seek your music.
I hope so. That might be it. God plans things, and this might be where it'll come together.
What can we expect in the future from Boyd Lee Dunlop?
Boyd Lee being Boyd Lee. Whatever happens, I'm going along with it.
There's more music? Can we hope for more music?
Yes, that's my calling, music.
And you've done a beautiful job.
Oh, my God, because I believe in what I'm doing. It's me.
Well, I thank you for giving me some time.
You're welcome.
And congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you.